Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Bob Bain, author of The Performance Stat Potential, a leadership strategy for producing results. So, Bob, would you tell us more about the evolution of Performance Stat from version, say, 1.0 to its current iteration?
Well, the first thing that people try to do is, okay, let's do what we're supposed to be doing right. Let's pick up the garbage right. Let's arrest the bad guys right. Whatever it is, we aren't doing it right. The version 2 is more about how we can improve those formal processes. How could we do it differently? How could we pick up the trash differently? Let's not just focus on running the routes properly, which we weren't doing before, maybe. And now let's figure out how we redesign the routes. And, you know, some people, operations research ways of doing that, but also frontline workers know something about that as well. Performance Stat 3.0 is more about how can we think differently about what results we're trying to produce and how we're trying to produce them. So this is much more long-term. It's much more getting into analyzing purpose, where purpose is more than just picking up the garbage. Purpose is more about how does that relate to having a community that people want to live in? What is it about picking up the garbage right that helps people want to be part of our community? And I think you can't do that third stage until you've gone through one, and I don't think you can do two until you've gone through one either. You got to go one, let's just get what we're supposed to be doing right. Two, let's redesign what we're supposed to be doing so it makes more sense. And then three, let's think about how we achieve our purpose a little better and maybe even change our purpose or maybe bring more than one line unit together to help us achieve our purpose. Okay? Lots of people want to jump to the top of the performance mountain right away. Oh, we should improve performance. Let's get there right tomorrow. The story I tell is about my son and I standing at the bottom of Tuckerman's Ravine in New Hampshire in the White Mountains, and he was pretty young then, and he looks up. We're going up to the hut, Lake of the Clouds hut, and he looks up and says, I'm not going to make that. And I look up and say, wow, it's a long way, though I don't tell him. And we made it, but we didn't jump. We made it one step at a time, and that's what you got to do here. And people can't say, oh, well, I could just get there tomorrow, because you got to bring your organization along. They have to believe that they can get it done. They have to recognize when they've been successful and say, okay, now that we've been successful, maybe we can be successful again at the next level.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have an interesting chapter, Bob, on establishing responsibilities plus discretion. And what I want to understand is, to what extent does Performance Stat shift responsibility for action from an organization to, say, an individual? How important is it to get specific individuals to accept that responsibility? And is this a dynamic between enforcing accountability while improving performance?
First comment is, we decided a century ago with the progressive movement that we were going to get corruption out of the public sector. And we were going to do that by having specific rules. This is how you hired people. This is how you did procurement. And we took discretion away from people. Discretion was bad. And in fact, if your jurisdiction, country, province, state, city, whatever, hasn't solved the corruption problem, and by that I don't mean eliminated, it go to zero, but if it isn't significantly under control, you can't improve, use this strategy to improve performance, because this strategy relies on people who both know the local conditions and will be the ones who get it done, they're smarts to get it done. So we say, okay, precinct commander, your job is to reduce crime in your precinct. We don't know, sitting in one police plaza or corporate police department headquarters anywhere, how to do it in your precinct. We're going to give you the discretion. We're going to make sure you have the resources to get it done. And then we're going to say, report back to us on how well you're doing. And when you report back, you might say, look, We've made this progress so far. We got this problem. We have this resource. Here's what we need to do. And the meeting is about solving that problem. But if you don't have the corruption under control, then people just hire their cousins and spend the money and use the discretion badly. But yes, there's a different level, different type of accountability. It's not accountability for following the rules. It's accountability for producing results. But you can't hold people accountable for producing results if they don't have the discretion necessary to make the adjustments, if they just have to follow the rules.
So, Bob, your book, you have a wonderful quote by Michael Pugliani noting that we can know more than we can tell. And yet you point out that humans yearn for simple explanations that can be encapsulated in simple strategies based on explicit knowledge, while complex strategies require tacit knowledge. And it's this distinction between, or the juxtaposition between tacit and explicit knowledge. What are the challenges of understanding and explaining tacit knowledge, and how does this insight relate to those seeking to pursue a successful performance strategy?
One of the insights is it might help to read my book, but that's not good enough, because I am trying to convey this tacit knowledge in an explicit format. Explicit knowledge can be conveyed in words and blueprints and formulas, things that people can follow explicitly. But tacit knowledge has to be adapted to the purpose and circumstances of whatever organization is that's going to make use of it. So people have to understand what's really going on, and that's why going to visit a couple of these things, so you actually see one in action. You can talk with the people beforehand, you can talk with the people afterwards, and you can come back to the next meeting and see what progress has been made. An example I use in the book is they tried an experiment in Scotland using the city-stat strategy, and to do that, they sent people to Baltimore. And I was struck when I was in Scotland talking to them and say, gee, you guys figured this out. How did you do that? Well, they didn't send somebody to watch one meeting for an hour. They sent a team to investigate Baltimore for a week. These people talked to the agencies. They talked to the staff. They watched some meetings. They sent somebody to Somerville, Massachusetts to find out how they did it. They absorbed themselves in the activity so that they could figure out what the tacit knowledge was and how they would make it work in a obviously very different set of circumstances. So one of the challenges that I had was to try to figure out how I can convey those sets of ideas in a format where people are going to read, but I would encourage anybody that was going to use this strategy to go visit probably see two of different ones and see each one of them twice.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you also have another insight in your book on regarding the performance stat efforts, and that is naming is not the same as knowing. Would you elaborate on this insight and describe for us the difference between naming and knowing as relates to those who are pursuing performance stat leadership strategy?
You know, lots of people say, well, we're doing CompStat. And what does that mean? Well, we've watched The Wire, and we know there was actually a journalist who criticized an academic for not having watched The Wire to figure out how it worked. Honest. You know, you can have a name for something, but still not knowing how it worked. Okay? So people use the word CompStat all the time. Does that mean that they understand how it really functions? Could they describe it to somebody? Or are they simply going to give you, it's a bunch of data talked about at meetings, or some sort of shorthand, it's an accountability mechanism, okay, which means it beats up on people. It's a much more complicated thing than that, and any leadership strategy is a much more complicated thing than that. Any management approach is much more complicated, and so a lot of the problem in any discussion of management or leadership is that consists of a bunch of simple aphorisms that nobody can find anything wrong with, but you don't know when it really applies or how you would apply it.
Well, Bob, just to talk about more of the exteriors, what facilities and technologies are needed in support of, say, a performance strategy to improve performance?
You don't need very much. You need a small staff. people are analysts, but they're not econometricians. They're people who can look at things, understand what's going on, and make some suggestions for improvement. They obviously have to be able to handle data, but any college graduate now can do Excel. And so that's pretty straightforward. You then need some equipment to project stuff on a wall or a screen, and you need a room, but you don't need a special room. You don't need a special room like NYPD. In Los Angeles, while they were building a new police station, they were running their weekly CompStat meetings every Wednesday morning at a Furniture Mart. They would rent a room. The staff would show up, set up the computers, set up the screens, set up the tables. Everybody would come in. They'd hold the meeting. At the end of three areas, they would take all the stuff down, take it home, and come back next week. Okay? Some people have very formal rooms. Other people just use a standard conference room. Not very much magic. The cost, that is the dollar cost, is minimum. The cost in terms of the leadership time is significant, and that's what people don't get when they ask the cost question.
What does the future hold for the performance staff potential as a leadership strategy? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.